Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Today I'm joined in the studio by broadcaster and country music aficionado Baylen Leonard for this week's music review. We've got tunes from Adam Holmes, Wild Ponies and Chris Stapleton up for review today. And then later on we'll meet the British musician Fiona Bryce, who, after touring with the likes of Kanye West and Placebo, has written an album inspired by the cities she's ended up in on her travels. All that coming up on the Monocle Arts Review. Hello, Baylen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks
good to
for
have you
me.
With us, as always. Now, our first act today takes us to Scotland.
Yes.
Adam Holmes is a singer-songwriter from Edinburgh who released his second album, Brighter Still, earlier on this month. Baylen, tell us, what caught your attention about Adam?
Well, his debut album came out in 2014, Airs and Graces, it was called, and I really liked that album. And then, as happens, you know, he went away and been away for a while, and he came back with this album, and the first single from it, which I'm going to play for you, just hit me square between the eyes. It's called People Come, People Go. And it's one of those songs that starts out quite personal and quite specific about a very specific scene that's happening in a railway station. And then it opens up into this real universal thing that we all have to tell ourselves sometimes. And it's just been on my mind since I heard it. An earworm in the best way.
A good earworm.
Yeah, and an uplifting earworm, and it's almost like a mantra, and repetitive to the point of a chant almost, you know, something that you would have to kind of, in a room when you're really trying to pull yourself together, just say, I can see, you know, in the mirror saying this over and over again, but something that just everybody can relate to, I think. And his band on this, The Embers, are absolutely fantastic. And while it combines, his roots are folk, really, but it combines blues and country. And there's something a bit tropical island about this. Okay. I don't know if
this
that's me being crazy.
This is taking me to a good place. I must say, I'm in the need maybe for a bit of a fresh mantra, a mantra overhaul this week.
We can all use this.
So let's take a listen. This is Adam Holmes and The Embers with People Come and People Go.
Everything's gonna be all right. People come and people go. Everything's gonna be alright. Darling, don't you know? Everything's gonna be alright. People come and people go. Everything's gonna be alright. Darling, don't you know? And out there in that wilderness, there's someone.
That's the beautiful sound of People Come and People Go from Adam Holmes. Great band you mentioned there, Baylen, already, but of course also a great production team. John Wood worked with other folk greats, Richard Thompson, your Nick Drakes of this world. Does this all add up to a perfect combination that could propel Adam onto even greater things, do you think?
I hope so. I hope so, because he's on his first album when he released it, he was also working on a building site at the same time and then playing clubs at night, as a lot of musicians have to do to pay the bills. You have a second job. And I think he's so talented, and I mean, lyrically, musically, all of it. It's a really beautiful album as a whole. And I think he deserves bigger and better things. So Adam Holmes and The Embers, I hope, are going places. And that song just feels really good. And it certainly feels really good right now.
It does indeed. One brief note. What is Scottish? What's the word for Scottish Americana? I don't really know.
Well, no.
Might have to coin a new one.
Americana encompasses all cultures. Okay. So there's a big UK Americana scene. And I know it sounds weird to say Americana from the UK, okay, but there's an Americana Music Association in the UK and all that. So we're just sticking with
I was thinking you were going to say Muck Americana, something like that.
Scotticana?
American Macana? I don't know. Let's leave it there.
That's something else.
That's Brighter Still, the new album from Adam Holmes, out a little earlier this month. Let's go to Nashville now, where husband and wife duo Wild Ponies reside. They've just released a second album. It's called Radiant. But let's hear a track from this to kick things off. This is Born With a Broken Heart.
Put it all together, I'll take it back apart. I was born with a broken heart.
Yeah. Wild Ponies, and Baylen, these guys are making real strides stateside, aren't they? Particularly the country scene. Tell us a bit more about them. What's propelling them along?
Well, Doug and Talisha Williams, husband and wife duo, as you said, they're from East Nashville, and what a great title for a country song, Born with a Broken Heart. You couldn't really make that up if you wanted to. But they come from a really interesting place into music, because they met when they were both volunteering at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, at their Words and Music program, which is all about getting young people involved with music. And they also come from a folk background. Their first album was more acoustic than this one, so they've plugged in for this one and opened up the genre a bit. Mm-hmm. And country music is opening up itself as a genre as well, and looking out at the world. Oftentimes, country music has been seen as quite insular and quite closed down, but that's changing a lot now. And Wild Ponies on this album, they touch on all sorts of things that country musicians traditionally were afraid to touch on: homophobic politicians and, different types of trees, although that's always inspirational.
But that's interesting right now, isn't it, Belen? I guess because, you know, if we look at, even US politics or what's happening socially in America right now, there's so much upheaval. There's a lot of pretty unsavory rhetoric. So maybe it helps a band like this, you know, capture the zeitgeist somewhere.
Well, it does, because the audience is also opening up in country music, and they sing about tarot cards on this as well. So, you know, so they go in all sorts of different directions, but that just shows you that the country music community, fans, musicians themselves, are all going in different directions as well. And one of the things I love about country music is you can bring in all sorts of different elements. So Adam Holmes there, you know, we had a bit of country, we had a bit of blues, and coming from a folk background, and even though they start Wild Ponies in a folk background, they take in loads of different types of genres as well. And it's just like rock and roll. If you tried to put rock and roll into one sentence, there's so many different types of rock and roll. And it's the same thing with country music. There's so many different types of country music. And their particular brand of country music, I suppose it's a bit Americana as well. And East Nashville has its own scene happening too. Mm. So there's mainstream country music coming out of the middle of Nashville, and then there's East Nashville, which are doing their own thing.
And what about the kind of the lightness with which they wear these particular clothes? Because you said some of these songs, some of the lyrics, they're pretty kind of socially charged, and sometimes, you know, some artists maybe have been a little heavy-handed with that, but they carry it off quite a light touch, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose that's the type of life that they live as well, because East Nashville's got its own bohemian kind of thing happening, an artistic thing happening there, and so that stuff is just everyday stuff. You know, of course, you know all sorts of different people from all sorts of different backgrounds who have all sorts of different views, and you don't have to hit people over the head with it. It's just how life is lived by a lot of people. So it's good that they're kind of shining a mirror or a spotlight, I suppose, on that. And
opening up. You can hear for yourself whether it's a success or not. Radiant by Wild Ponies is out now on No Evil Records. And Baylen, your final choice today is the new one from American country star Chris Stapleton. It's called Parachute and comes from the Grammy-nominated album Traveller, which has already gone platinum. Mega numbers in the stateside, you know, over a million. What's the secret? Why do people love Chris Stapleton so much?
Yeah, overnight success that took him 15 years, basically. As a singer, very new to the scene, but as a songwriter, much respected for, as I said, 15 years there, writing mega hits for loads of mainstream country stars. And there's something about him, he's just caught the zeitgeist, and it had been bubbling away for quite a while. And the type of songs that he sings himself, very different from the type of songs that he writes for other people. And just so you get an image of him, he looks a bit Grizzly Adams. He's a big guy with a big beard and long hair and a cowboy hat, and exactly what you want from somebody like that. But a lot of people are saying that he's the savior of country music, and I always say, well, country music doesn't need saving. It's just fine. But I suppose what really kicked him into the stratosphere is he did a duet with Justin Timberlake on the Country Music Awards, and that just put him into everybody's mind, on everybody's radar. He's pretty much a household name now, and he played the UK earlier in the year in March, and because he had been booked so far ahead, he was quite far down on the bill, and by the time he got here, he was a megastar, and he only had like a 30-minute slot or something on this Country to Country festival. But I think he appeals to a lot of people who are turned off by the pop sounds in country music, or who are turned off by the mainstream sounds in country music. And he's kind of hearkening back to something else. And there's a lot of artists doing that at the moment, Sturgill Simpson and Jason Isbell and quite a few others. But this song, Parachute, I actually, when I first heard the album, I thought this was going to be the one that blew the doors off the place. You know, I thought this was going to be the one that would really launch him into the mainstream. And it ended up being a much more slower and traditional and longer song, which none of those things tick any boxes in terms of this will be a hit. But Tennessee Whiskey was the one that really put him into the stratosphere. But this, I think it's the best song, if you can pick one, off of his album Traveler. And I think it's just amazing.
Oh, this is Parachute. Let's take a listen. That is Parachute, the latest single from Chris Stapleton. It's released on July 8th. The album Traveller is out now on Mercury Nashville. It struck me as interesting, Valen, what you said there about him being seen by some as the sort of the saviour and being, you know, more true to the you know, the roots, true country music. Given he's such a past master at cranking out these, you know, big hits for your sort of Sheryl Crows. And there's a certain irony there, but I guess that just proves that if it's about the music, people are willing to kind of overlook your, you know, the stuff you've done before, whatever. Yeah. And it's just about the music right now.
And a good song is a good song, because those pop mainstream things that he was writing, they're good songs. And I don't think there needs to be any snobbishness about music of any genre. If it's good, it's good. And, you know, all my doors are open when it comes to music, and certainly when it comes to country music. I think a good old pop mainstream song, I can love that just as much as I can love an old-time song or something that's a bit raw and rougher around the edges. It just has to be good.
Absolutely. If only everyone paid heed to that. To end the show, we're going to meet Fiona Bryce. Bryce is a violinist who's arranged music for the likes of John Grant and Calvi and Jarvis Cocker. She's travelled the world as a musician with Kanye West, Beyonce and Jay-Z, but now she's going solo. During her travels, Bryce wrote songs in cities all around the world, and she's compiled them into an album called Postcards From, where each track is named after the place where it was written. Bryce tells our producer, Holly Fisher, about this musical journey that takes us from Dallas to Tokyo via Paris.
I've always written music, and I've grown into writing arrangements for other bands. So most of the time I have to adapt my music to their particular genre, or, you know, to their song. I mean, that's important, that it is subordinate to their music. So with this, it's an opportunity to just express what I want to express musically. And actually, I had to push myself a little bit, because I'm very used to accommodating someone else's sound. So, you know, you have to create your own sound world and be confident about that. I toured with Placebo worldwide, and I worked with John Grant and various other artists. And so we travel a lot, you know, we're often in hotels and there's downtime. So I'm normally practicing my violin, and an idea comes up based on what I can see out the window, I think, or you know, how I feel when I'm there. Some of them, yeah, when I'm walking around, sometimes I'll get a melody in my head and kind of rush back to write it down.
When people see place names, they often get an idea in their head. There's a lot of sort of stereotypical music that goes with places that, you know, is very awfully used in documentaries and things.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, like people think Paris, oh, accordions or something like that. When you were writing this music and when you decided to name all the tracks after where you conceived them, did you very much want to sort of buck the idea of what these songs might sound like from what people might see on the titles?
At the time, I was just writing them, and it was just a useful way to group them together, you know, with the city titles. And it was really just as we were coming up to the album release that I realised that people actually had quite stereotypical preconceived ideas as to what Paris or Tokyo might sound like. And you're right, this is from TV and film, I suppose. And now I'm actually quite pleased that it challenges that, because, you know, not everyone has the same experience when they're travelling. Not everyone feels the same about certain cities. And, you know, sometimes you uncover something totally different about yourself and about a city. It's not, you know, it's not all the same experience. It never sounds the same to two people, I'm sure.
I guess in my job, I'm always trying to think of ways to show places without sounding like a cliche. So yeah. I was really surprised by how difficult I found it when I looked at the track names, not to instantly think, oh, that's going to have that, that's going to have that.
Yeah.
I think it was a really nice surprise to listen to the album. And actually, I had to stop looking at the track names after a while.
Yeah, because you do expect a certain thing. And it's, as I say, that was something I only realised after the event. There was one review where the journalist described it as confusing, that the mood that I created wasn't the mood he was expecting from the city. But I just, you know, that was just how I was feeling. I'm not trying to capture the essence of any particular place. I think it has uncovered something which I wasn't really that conscious of before, is that we do stereotype.
You made all these songs in different places. At what moment did you realise that you had an album's worth of music?
It took a little while, actually. I was just writing them bit by bit as and when I was moved to. And then I would come back to London and record at a friend's studio and maybe do two or three at a time. So they were done in batches. And it was only after I'd done about five, I played them to some friends and someone said, oh, you know, that's an EP. You should do an EP. And then someone else said, no, you come on, do an album, you know, keep going.
Which place would you like to compose a song in next?
I would like to do London. I feel I should, because I lived here for 15 years and I studied here and started my career here. But as I say, it doesn't really, the music doesn't really come like that. It doesn't come to order. So maybe I need to go away again and come back, you know, be a visitor in London, and maybe I'll be inspired that way.
That was Fiona Bryce and her album Postcards From, which is out now on Bella Union Records. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Baylen, thanks for being with us. That's Baylen and Leonard, our guests. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. The show was produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our theatre review. But for now, it's goodbye from me, and thanks for listening.